Well, I don't know if everybody's heard about it yet, but there is a brand new farmer's market that's going to be opening up on the 15th of May. And Mary Shaw is the coordinator. Well, she's kind of the president, but she likes coordinator better. So we'll call her the coordinator of the event. So, Mary, this is a kind of a cool thing. Tell me a little bit about how this all got started.
Well, George, just about a year ago, a group of us met to discuss several ideas related to food security in this region and food quality and local food. And we came up with several ideas for things we could do. And one of them was to have a farmers market in the Siusla region, Florence specifically, that features food from farmers within a 60-mile radius, not just lettuce leaves and turnips, but animal products too, eggs, free-range chicken, beef, lamb, poultry, honey, food to go made from locally produced products. So we got busy, and the group grew, and everybody had their area of expertise, and we began looking for a site for the market. And not terribly long ago, we found a beautiful little lot sandwiched between the Veterans Park and what's affectionately known in town as the Lotus Building, and the parking lot that is a part of that property. So we contacted the owners of that lot who live in Alaska. Their plan is in the near future to retire and build on that lot. But they said, sure, in the meantime, we'd love to see a farmer's market located there. So we are now very down the road and counting until the market actually opens.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks away now.
Yeah, that's right. It's very exciting.
Now, I was talking recently with Jay Bozovich about how local farmers that do farm-to-table stuff, it's getting a little bit difficult for them because of some of the restrictions that are put on based on state regulations and county regulations. And he said he's working on getting that fixed so that local farmers can do this more easily. Has there been any trouble or been any problems getting that rolling there?
For what we're doing, no. There's a state advocacy organization for farmers markets. They've been extremely helpful for us in getting the market put together. The city of Florence has been very helpful. Most of our farmers who are located along 126 corridor are real veterans, and they've been farming and going to markets for quite a long time. So they know what to do, and they have all the proper licensing for selling their products. Sometime in the future, we hope to do a farm-to-table kind of event, but that's a ways out. Right now, if we can just get the tents up and sandbags so they don't blow away, we'll be happy.
How many participants do you think you'll have in this as far as farmers go?
We're going to have about 10 booths all together, and we're also going to have two service booths. One of them will be the Mapleton 4-H Poultry Club, and they've been learning how to get good egg production from their hens, and they will be at the market selling their eggs, so they learn that part of the business too. The other community service booth we'll have is the Master Recyclers, and they have some beautiful mesh produce bags that they'll be giving people to use at the market.
That are biodegradable and more healthful for the environment.
No, absolutely. So. Yes.
So you said you'll have meats. Will you have dairy as well? Will that be part of it?
Dairy's a tricky one.
I mean, like
George.
Cheese. What about like cheese?
We have potentially one cheese vendor who's a part of this is great. Deadwood already has a farmer's market, and they have had for years and years. And they have put together a co-op of farmers who are coming to our market. So the long story is one of those farmers raises goats for milk, and she makes the most amazing goat cheese imaginable, and some of it's smoked. It's really nice. However, regulations are very strict for dairy products, and if she brings her cheese to the market, it will be pet food.
Ah, I see. So
that's how it'll be labeled.
Right. So that's got a little fewer restrictions on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And we could find a small dairy cheese, but it would be out of our region. Okay. And we're very committed
to supporting our local farmers
and producers. So.
So you'll have 10 booths. Now, the co-op that'll be coming from there, will they take up one booth?
Yes.
Okay.
They have one booth that they share.
And these are like 10 by 10s and
yes.
Something like that. All right. And so this is the first one's on the May 15th. How often do you plan on having these?
The market will be every Tuesday from 3 to 7. We pick Tuesday because so many of our farmer producers go to other markets on Saturday or Thursday or whatever day, and they selected Tuesday. The market committee selected the time, and that's based on informal conversations with people in the community who kept saying, oh no, I have to work. How am I going to get to the market? So we're trying to please everybody with our day and time choice.
Yeah. Of course, those that don't come early,
you know what happens there.
That's
too bad.
That's right. So, but yeah, it's good that I think Tuesday's a good day for that.
Yeah, certainly. And there's a precedent for that too. Cannon Beach has a Tuesday market that's existed, I think, for about 12 years, and the Cresswell Farmers Market is also a Tuesday market. So.
Are any of the farms that will be coming here, are any of them certified organic?
Yes. We have two certified organic farmers. And look out. They both grow strawberries and snow peas. One of them grows corn. It's going to be good.
No Monsanto corn. Wow.
I know.
That's rare. That's rare these days. You can even find that.
Well, actually... the Monsanto corn is feed corn.
Yeah, and then that feeds our cows, and then we get
right.
The cows. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, we won't get started on that. That's a whole different topic matter altogether.
We won't go down that rabbit hole, but we've been very careful about that issue.
Okay, so it starts the 15th, the Tuesday, and then again every Tuesday for the duration of the summer, or how long will it go to?
I think initially we said, well, May through October. And then the farmers said, well, could we kind of make that a soft closing date? Because we don't know what the weather's going to
bring. Right. If the weather does good, sometimes you have into November where you can get produce in there.
Bumper crops.
Yeah, and you get lettuces and broccoli and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah. It sounds like a great event. Again, it's going to be down on Bay Street.
Down on Bay Street.
Between the Lotus Building and the Veterans Park.
Yes, not at the boardwalk.
No.
That's
yeah, the other end. We're going to the other end of that.
We are the west end.
Well, and it's Tuesday, too, so they won't get confused from Tuesday
exactly.
to the weekend.
One other thing I'd like to say is that our market will be participating in the SNAP Double Up Food Bucks program. So if you come to the market and you want to spend some of your SNAP money there, we'll match it up to $10.
Okay, cool. I'm not familiar with the SNAP money, so you'll have to explain that to me.
SNAP is the new term for food stamps.
Okay. All right. No, I should know that, but I don't. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mary. And we'd like to let everybody know that May 15th is the first. Please come and visit and enjoy some fresh produce and fresh eggs and et cetera.
And fun. Music.
Oh, cool.
Activities for kids.
So there'll be more than just the farmer's market there. Yeah.
Cooking demonstrations, sampling.
Well, that's awesome. All right, so it's every Tuesday from now until October, maybe even in
November.
And October-ish. Mary Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you, George. See you at the market.
And that's going to do it for our May edition of Our Town. We'll have a whole new slate of guests for you in the month of June. Of course, school's getting ready to be over. Maybe we can find somebody to talk about that. What a school year it's been. You're listening to Coast Radio.